Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most inspired visionaries on the planet in lighthearted, lively dialogue. Join us as we explore the expansive nature of reality in a down-to-earth way, offering you insights and tools empowering you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Now, here's your host, Christine Upchurch.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm here today in crazy weather Seattle, sitting across from Benny here in the studio. Hello, Benny. Welcome back.
Hi there. Good to be back. Thank you.
It's so nice to have you here. How'd things go on the East Coast?
Oh, well, not as good as we hoped, but the experience was definitely there. I don't know if you'd tune in all this week. I've been kind of hitting little tidbits of the entire trip. Didn't want to spill it all on one show and then none on another. It's the 50th anniversary for Martin Luther King Jr.'s walk, I Have a Dream speech, and so forth. So that was intense out eastward. And so being there, I couldn't imagine 50 years ago what was going on to even now. So much passion and like just electrifying the airs around D.C. And of course, we were headed out of town while everyone was coming in, but you could just see the masses of people just enjoying and giving, obviously, and paying their respects for something that's meant so much to so many.
Oh, yes. And did you happen to see the movie The Butler
yet? I have not yet, but one of our other shows discussed about
it. It's just absolutely fabulous. And it really gives you perspective. Mm-hmm. And yeah, when you think about the timing, how far we've come since then, it's amazing.
Very true. And we do have a little further to go.
Yeah,
I will be honestly saying
absolutely.
Absolutely. Yeah.
But it's inspiring.
Absolutely.
How quickly things can progress and how quickly we can move forward in new ways too.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. And now I can tell my twin boys that, hey, I was there for all of that 50 years later, but still it's a good experience to be held.
Well, that's great. Well, it's nice to have you back.
Good to be back.
And yes, we've been having crazy weather here, with lots of thunderstorms and heavy rains.
It welcomed me back, I guess I should say.
Yeah. So it's been kind of crazy. But, that's probably the last we'll talk about rain until the rain goes away next June or July.
I know. Actually, this weekend's looking pretty good. So
yeah, it does. Yeah. I can't complain. We've had a very nice summer.
Mm-hmm.
So, I'm really coming from this perspective of healing is more than just eliminating symptoms. If you know me at all, if you've listened to my show at all, you know that I really have a much broader perspective on healing. But of course, aspects of our own inner process affects our health, our vitality, our happiness, what we attract into our life. And my guest today understands this on a very deep level and has some unique things to offer us to help us to become have greater health, greater ease, greater joy in our lives, and become more holistically healthy, so to speak. Her name is Dr. Catherine Kelly, and we're going to be talking about how to capture the essence of radiant health. And she talks about something called the Soul Health Model. Now, Dr. Kelly is a clinical health psychologist. She's got her PhD, and she's also got her master's in public health. She's a licensed practicing psychologist, and she's also a consultant and speaker. She's trained in both academic and medical settings, and she's also owned a holistic health center. So she's kind of, has a broad background of both the holistic and the conventional side of things. She wants to offer people a new way of looking at whole health healing. She's authored several nationally published academic and holistic health articles. She provides consulting workshops, seminars, and retreats concerning soul health, and she's had nearly a quarter of a century of healing experience. Now, she focuses on the soul's role in health and healing and wholeness. So she's created this thing called a soul health model as a basis for conscious healing. She's the author of the book called Soul Health, Aligning with Spirit for Radiant Living. And this is what Dr. Larry Dossey has to say. In Soul Health, Dr. Catherine Kelly restores the concept of the soul to its rightful place in our lives. This important book will give anyone insight into a more fruitful, fulfilling life. I'd like to welcome my guest today, Dr. Catherine Kelly. Catherine?
Thank you so much. I'm so glad to be here.
Oh, it's a pleasure to have you here. You know, once upon a time, you know, I thought of healing was eliminating symptoms, right? And then several decades ago, I faced early stages of cancer. Medical doctors didn't have anything to offer me at that point. And I began to be on this journey that's been lifelong of healing. And one of the things I've discovered along the way is healing is much more broad than we think of healing to be. So I want to find out about your journey. How have you come from this place of soul health affecting healing in all of our aspects of our lives?
You know, and like I think like anybody, it's a long journey. When you said that I've had almost a quarter of a century, it kind of shocked me because, you know, you can say 23, 24 years, but boy, when you say a quarter of a century, it kind of throws me off.
Yeah.
You know, it has been a long journey. And, you know, I think anybody who enters consciousness, they start to realize all the way back through their lives where they have these little aha moments without ever realizing it.
Right.
And part of it goes back to, excuse me, kind of a story in it. And I literally, when I was writing part of my media kit for this book, and this was literally 3 months ago, four mm-hmm. months ago, it hit me really straight between the eyes that the majority of my understanding, I think, of soul health and whole health came from something that happened when I was 9 years old.
Really?
But I honestly didn't realize it until I was writing this part of the media kit. My dad had an accident when I was nine that left him pretty much medically disabled, and he was a pretty popular guy in the community at the time.
Uh-huh.
This was back in Colorado. You know, and as a nine-year-old, you don't know anything other than life-changing.
Sure.
But in retrospect, you know, this model, again, I'm sure we'll talk more about the model, but this model really, I think the seeds were planted way back then. Because of the fact that as a nine-year-old, I was always watching people anyway. And I realized how much that accident changed his life and really upset his human condition, which in essence, as head of the household, it upset the rest of our human condition. There were five kids. And so it really kind of is amazing to me how things happen. But from that point on, you know, I was always curious about health, always curious about psychology. When I was a junior in high school, I took an honors psychology class, and within the first week, I was sold.
Mm-hmm.
And so I knew that I was supposed to do psychology.
Right.
And then my natural instinct or interest in health really sort of got infused throughout my entire training. And all the way back to my master's program, I was working in a student health promotion department at the same time that I was going through the classes from my master's program. And the student health promotion department, I lend a lot of credit to this place because it taught me a totally different way of looking at health. Because most people, when you think about health, they look at physical health.
Right.
But the student health promotion department was wonderful at talking about a wellness model that incorporated six different angles of health. And so I, without even realizing it during my training, I started to perceive and conceptualize client care from this system. Six different angles. And what I ended up realizing through doing intimate work with people day in, day out, is that there were, to me, four additional, I call them branches, of the human condition that people really struggle with, wrestle with throughout their lives. And so my own journey is very reflective in this model, and that really is kind of emerging between the spiritual part as well as the holistic health part.
Right. Well, you know, most of the methods out there for healing seem to be falling short. I mean, there's so many people out there with chronic illness, you know, problems that won't go away, that may be suppressed with drugs or whatever, but do not heal. What, Catherine, do you think what do you think is lacking in these other methods?
Well, and you know, having worked in medical school, and this is something, seeing it from the inside out, knowing what's being taught and how it's being taught, really helps me understand that we really need a better system.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, our healthcare system is so disjointed right now, you know, and the research is pretty clear. And I remember when I worked with these medical schools that the average primary care physician or healthcare provider, they're not always physicians, spends within the office is between 5 and 7 minutes.
Oh, my goodness.
So an exam, the actual time that they generally spend within the office visit is somewhere 5 to 7 minutes. There is no way that whole health can be addressed.
Right.
And so it falls short in many, many ways. And my book, Soul Health, and the model, the Soul Health model, really, the whole thing is written to help empower people to understand that there are many more dimensions of health that need to be addressed. But then it's also really up to us as a client or a patient in order to do that, as well as I think it also helps people realize that they do have that innate wisdom to them if they just stop long enough to listen.
Right.
And to me, that's where the soul health part of this comes from, is that we all have that inner voice that we know when something's off kilter or when something just doesn't quite feel right.
We do, but we've learned to ignore it so well, haven't we?
Not only learned, we've been taught
yes.
to ignore it because, you know, these, I jokingly say, our overdeveloped brains.
Uh-huh.
You know, we may have this wonderful species and our brain is so developed, but we think too much sometimes.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we don't sense enough. And to me, the soul is all about sensing what feels right or wrong or not so balanced. And, you know, you can probably walk into any physician's office and just ask everybody in the room to say, okay, do you know that something feels right or wrong? Yes.
Uh-huh.
do you know what it is? Not always.
Yeah, and our analytic minds can wrestle with our not knowing sometimes, too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Or go with what someone else says because we're supposed to believe someone else rather than listen to our own, you know, to me, precious soul.
Right. Give away our power. Yes. Well, we're going to have to go to a quick break. But when we return, Catherine, I'm going to want you to talk about the 10 branches of health that you've identified, which is very interesting. When we return here on the Christine Upchurch Show.
Are you looking for positive answers to tough questions in your personal and professional life? On Purpose Radio with Karen Florence is a riveting show that will help you reveal your own truth and begin to live the life you've always wanted. Karen's dynamic approach to coaching people in all areas of their lives has made her one of the most sought-after coaches today. Tune in each Thursday at 7 a.m. Pacific and 10 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit OnPurposeRadio.com.
Where do you desire to go in life? How do you plan to get there? Are you only looking outside yourself for the answers? What if you use your soul's wisdom to lead the way? So what is the soul and how do you access its wisdom? Soul Suitcase with Victoria Cohen will unpack these questions and help you tap into and trust your own inner voice to solve everyday problems. Your Soul Suitcase is a treasure chest of wisdom inside you waiting to be discovered. Listen to Soul Suitcase on TransformationTalkRadio.com and discover how awakening to your inner voice transforms your life.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia. In Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
I'm Christine Upchurch, and this is a Stellar Reflections Minute. Years ago, when facing cancer, without any immediate treatment options, I sought healing by making various life changes. For a while, I followed a very restrictive diet. I often found myself obsessing about which foods were good and which ones were bad. Then one day, I realized I was consuming foods based on fear of not getting well. But I didn't want to make choices out of fear anymore. I decided it was far better for my immune system if I allowed myself to experience the joy that came from, say, eating frozen yogurt, than it was for me to ingest the fear that came from avoiding it. Now, instead of choosing healthy habits based on fear, I try to make choices because they feel right and ultimately bring me joy and ease. how many of your healthy habits are really based on fear. Please visit StellarReflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show. I'm Christine Upchurch here on KKNW, WBLQ, CRN, and of course, Transformation Talk Radio. I'm having a conversation with Dr. Catherine Kelly. She is the author of Soul Health. Now, Catherine, before the break, you were talking about how we need to broaden our perspective on what health and wellness is. And in your book, you talk about the 10 branches of health. Can you go into detail about what those 10 branches are?
Absolutely, absolutely. And some of these people will, you know, automatically say, oh, yeah, and then others, you know, some people may think, never thought of that being a key branch. You know, most people think of course, physical health as the key concept of health in general. Mm-hmm. And I do see, of course, that it houses our body and, you know, we have all these other wonderful things that we can do as a result of having our bodies. And yet, to me, that's only one-tenth of the importance of what we have to really look at. So as a psychologist, of course, I've got the psychological branch, social branch, interpersonal branch, financial branch, recreational branch, sexual branch, environmental branch, intellectual and occupational branch, and then also, last but certainly not least, the spiritual branch. Right. And the way that I look at all of these is that there are key interplays between each and every one of these branches, that if one branch is, and not so clinically spoken, out of whack, because everybody can understand that, well, then each and every one of the other branches is going to be affected in some way.
Of course.
And vice versa. So, in other words, if we work on getting one of those branches healthier, well, then it's going to positively affect all of the branches as well. So it is really a whole health model. And to me, what creates this is the full health model. Is going back to what we were talking about prior, is that we all know when something's not quite right in our world or really, really not right, but oftentimes we have a really hard time accessing what that is or actually accepting what that is because of what our brains try to tell us.
Right. There's the awareness and then there's the acceptance.
Yes.
So how does a person do that?
Well, there are many, many ways. And some of the most simple ways, and I teach this almost every day in my clinical practice, is... again, I talk a lot about turning down the volume in our head and turning up the volume of our gut or our soul. Mm-hmm. And I really do honestly think that our gut reactions are the voice of our soul.
Right. Because yeah, I agree. I definitely agree with you.
Wonderful. And they're cut and dry. There's no drama to them. It's usually we have a very visceral sense of that gut reaction. And if we just listen to that, it generally leads us straight to where we need to go. So it's kind of like, I jokingly say again, it's our GPS system.
Right.
But we have to learn to simplify and listen to our gut rather than talk ourselves in it or out of something like we generally do through our heads or our hearts.
So why do we do that? Because I know that, you know, we're taught to do that, but why have we gotten into the system of ignoring our inner GPS?
You know, and I think the number one thing is that we're too smart for our own good. In other words, we teach to develop the brain from a very, very, very young age. You know, from the time that an infant can reach for something, we teach them how to grab. We teach them how to react. We say what's right or wrong, and we conceptualize what's right or wrong in our brain. But we don't teach people from a very young age how to listen to that source.
Mm-hmm.
And that is something that I really hope changes over time, because we really have lost touch with our soul. And just like Larry Duffy says, you know, I think this soul health approach can really reacquaint us and help us partner better with that soul. And when my clients really grasp this and take it and run, their lives become so much easier.
Mm-hmm. And that seems sort of backwards to what we've, you know, the approaches that we take where we want to control, we want to suppress problems, you know, avoid situations, eliminate symptoms. But you're really talking about embracing the whole and dealing with those branches that are out of whack.
Absolutely. And looking at the dots that are connected between them. Because, you know, again, I think the majority of folks really listen or learn from a visual perspective.
Mm-hmm.
And many people, when they just glance at this model, they start to see connections for themselves without me ever having to explain a word.
Right.
But then when they really dig in and understand the dynamic of between not only the branches, but how the soul can help you understand yourself at that deep level within each branch, then they can embrace it in this much deeper level and live that more radiant life that I think everybody is looking for.
So can you give us a couple of examples about how two of those branches interact with each other? Because some of them seem so far apart, like financial and physical well-being.
Right. Well, let me give you a real basic one that a lot of people resonate with, and then I'll give you one, like you said, that seems like it's further apart.
Uh-huh.
The physical and psychological, to me, are so interrelated. When people come into my office and they've been to their physicians or their nurse practitioners or their PAs, a lot of times I get clients referred to me because the healthcare practitioners don't know what to do with them.
Mm-hmm.
And they get in my office, and I start helping them interpret their physical symptoms according to what's going on emotionally for them.
Right.
And this might have been something that happened years ago that has manifested in their body.
Mm-hmm.
So, and there are wonderful authors out there that talk about the physical manifestations.
In your book, I think you mentioned Michael Lincoln.
Michael Lincoln.
Messages from the Body is one of my all-time favorite go-to books when I've
wonderful.
Got anything going on or, you know, a friend or family member does.
Absolutely. And I actually keep one of Louise Hay's books right by my
uh-huh.
therapy chair.
Yeah? Oh, that's great.
And people are basically dumbfounded when I can read to them just straight from the book what's going on with them, and they start nodding. So, yeah, they definitely can understand that connection.
Yeah.
So if you want to look at a connection that wouldn't intuitively seem connected.
Mm-hmm.
But then when you really start looking at it, I want to bring in the recreational branch because that is the last branch that people think of when it comes to health.
Sure. It comes last, right? You know, you work before you play.
Right. And I want to throw that in there because there is such fabulous and vast research out there. This is what's so ironic about it. There's vast research and fabulous research out there showing the positive benefits on physical and psychological and spiritual health when we play or when we have fun just for the sake of fun.
Mm.
And yet it's the very last one that we think about.
Right.
And I have to admit, it was the last branch that I added.
Because you probably work hard too, right?
I do work hard, and ironically, and I will confess this, I always said my first book was going to be about adult play.
Uh-huh.
Because I just, from day one, I've always believed that we need to have fun and play to keep ourselves vibrant. And yet, literally in the middle of a session, I'm talking to a client, and this is with an older version of the model that only had 9 branches.
Uh-huh.
And I kept thinking, why can't I get myself to copyright this thing? And well, sure enough, I'm talking to this guy, and I realized I did not add the recreational branch. So
right.
We all forget it.
Yeah.
So we don't realize how positively that play energy or that joy that we create when we just have fun, we don't realize how much that helps each and every one of those other branches.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there's great research showing that just in the second of watching someone else, and this is vicarious fun, so watching someone else have fun, it actually boosts our serotonin level physiologically so that we get a chemical boost just by watching someone else have fun.
Right. Yeah, that's really amazing because, you know, I know that there's some research, too, about things like laughter improving
yes.
your immune system. And
yes.
Yet why don't we give ourselves permission to have that time and space to play?
Well, and I think, unfortunately, it's very much a parallel to what we were talking about before, is that we're so disconnected with our soul.
Mm-hmm.
And to me, our soul is a joyful thing.
Yeah, absolutely.
You know, there's no drama to our soul. It wants that vibrance. It wants just to play and enjoy and embrace. And yet our heads, again, our overdeveloped brains, tend to overanalyze. We tend mm-hmm. to think we should be doing more or, you know, should be either achieving more or making more money or whatever that might be. So, you know, our human condition creates the discomfort, whereas our soul tries to pull us back on track because our soul is what wants us to feel that inner peace and that joy.
That's pretty profound that it's like trying to guide us back to, you know,
yeah.
where we're supposed to be.
Yeah, back to square one.
And, you know, Catherine, I know that there are people out there who believe that life's supposed to be hard and that there's supposed to be this struggle. That's just the way things are. What's your perspective on that?
You know, I'm actually okay with that, with a little bit of an added phrase to that. I don't necessarily think it's supposed to be hard, but I do believe that we're supposed to learn lessons from it.
Right.
Because I think it helps us evolve. You know, any quote, you know, storm that hits our tree, you know, this model is in the form of a tree. Any storm that hits our tree is really there for us, not being done to us.
Right.
Because if we can step back and really take that look at, gosh, how can I grow from this? Or what can I learn from this? Or, you know, what is it that I can be gifted with through this? And I literally, my last client for the day this morning had told me that she was so grateful that I told her years ago that she kept falling into a victimized role.
Mm-hmm.
And at one point, and I can be pretty direct, but at one point I just told her, I said, you know, every time you go into that victimized role, you're failing to learn whatever you're supposed to learn.
Right.
And so that's why when you say, you know, some people just believe life is going to be hard. Well, sure, life is going to be hard. And the beauty of the learning that can come from those difficult things is where we evolve.
Right. And, you know, from my perspective, the hard part is really some of the feelings that we're uncomfortable with, you know, the anger, the sadness, the, you know, the frustration. And yet, if we don't face those issues, don't sort of suppress those emotions, do we move forward and evolve?
No, I actually call that fragmentation, because if we don't, and that's going to be in the next book.
Okay.
But I call that fragmentation because all of those things that we look back at, mm-hmm. so those wounds, those times in our lives that have felt very fractured or very broken, we leave a part of ourselves back in those spots. Otherwise, we wouldn't keep looking back at them.
Right.
And so that fragmentation has to be healed, and the way we heal that is to consciously look at whatever the situation or the event was and learn whatever we're supposed to learn from it.
Right.
And interpret whatever we're supposed to interpret from it.
And from my perspective as an energy healer, it seems to me that we energetically attract into our lives that which is going to exacerbate those feelings, you know,
yes.
recreate those wounds in some way, because it's actually an invitation to heal and evolve.
Yes. And yeah. I call those cosmic kicks in the pants. that if we're not learning whatever we're going to learn, the universe is going to try harder.
Right. You know, gosh darn it, yes.
It wants us to evolve.
Yeah. Well, we've got to go to another quick break, but when we return, more with Dr. Catherine Kelly, author of Soul Health, on The Christine Upchurch Show.
Do you ever wonder why you feel off balance and out of focus most of your life? Would you like to have an aha moment every day? The Michelle Bond Show, Awaken to a New Reality, will empower you to feel wonderment every moment of every day. This hit show provides healthy, empowering knowledge and information which gives hope to everyone from the healthy to the health challenged. Get ready to restore and maintain your wholeness, mind, body, and spirit through learning the latest complementary and alternative healing modalities. Your new reality will introduce you to an unlimited world of possibilities with the gumption to take epic action for your life. This call-in show with wholeness coach Michelle Bond will give you insight to a wide range of topics, from nutrition to lifestyle choices to manifesting your wildest dreams. Tune in Tuesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time.
If you are looking for that one-of-a-kind store, then you should check out one of my favorite places, a wonderful shop called Utopia. At Utopia, you'll find a wide array of beautiful and unique jewelry, home accessories, and gifts made by artisans here in the Northwest at affordable prices. Escape the ordinary and find your way to Utopia in Redmond Town Center, open 7 days a week, and online at utopianorthwest.com. That's utopianorthwest.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk. the world is having.
I'm Peggy Snow with another Stellar Reflections Minute. Presence, or what we think of as being fully in the moment, is a key element in the process of healing work. As a practitioner facilitating a session, genuine presence takes us out of our heads, where we tend to decide what is and maybe what should be for the client, and moves us into direct experience where we're available to witness the person in their wholeness. In this receptive realm, our senses are heightened and expanded, allowing us to perceive what's seeking to unfold and to interact in the moment. There's something profoundly powerful that happens when healing is approached in this simple, pure way. Balance can be restored and healing can take place on multiple levels. If you'd like more information about the services we offer at Stellar Reflections, visit us at stellarreflections.com or call 425-999-9836. That's 425-999-9836. It's a beautiful.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with Dr. Catherine Kelly. She's the author of Soul Health. Catherine, before we went to break, we were talking about the different branches of health and how they're interrelated and basically how to heal. But it goes beyond healing, doesn't it? You talk about something that you refer to as conscious evolution. How do you define that?
You know, to me, conscious evolution is about being aware of what we need in order to move beyond our old wounds. So it's a fairly simple concept. It's not such a simple thing to take care of in some cases. But I think one of the things that we are here to do is move beyond where we were before.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it makes no sense to me that you know, God, universe, whatever people want to call it, would put human beings here to just sort of be lumped.
Right.
And so for me, it is that whole idea that it's not only our birthright, as someone said recently. I think it's our duty to kind of really look at where we're supposed to take ourselves as individuals, and as well as a global population.
Uh-huh.
And so, to me, this model, you know, I think I have tried to create a blueprint for folks so that they know how to consciously evolve at any given second, and it does not have to take a lot of time. So. It's just the conscious evolution to me is that moment-to-moment awareness that we have the right to evolve and actually, again, moving beyond our old wounds and understanding that those are there for us to grow and learn from and really kind of experience our greatest life is, I think, what that evolution is about.
Sure. Well, I think that a lot of people get stuck in the same old, same old. Same old psychological patterns, same old routines in their lives, you know, same old dynamics within relationships, same old health issues.
Yeah.
Do you feel like on a global level that, you know, people are getting more of the cosmic kick in the pants as you referred to it before?
I think so. And you know, in fact, I know so. Because if you look back 10 years ago versus today, we do have a lot more consciousness about a lot more things.
Uh-huh.
You know, this health, you know, crisis situation that's going on right now, the whole healthcare reform thing. People are so stressed out about that, and yet it's really a necessary part of this process because I don't think anybody, very few people would say that healthcare is not disjointed at this point. So something mm-hmm. has to change, and I do think that the global awareness, or at least the United States awareness of healthcare, is bubbling. You know, it's getting to that point where something has to shift. And that's why people are taking more, I think, more initiative for themselves to really research and look into what's going to help them feel mm-hmm. vibrant. That's just one example. You know, if we look at any of the, oh gosh, not that we want to start a whole topic about this thing with Syria, but, you know, there are so many different levels of consciousness now about what to do about this thing than there were 10 years ago when the exact same thing was happening.
Right.
So, yes, I do believe that many people individually, regionally, population-wise, are really getting those kicks in the pants. It's just whether or not they're willing to embrace them and take them.
So,
I think that's the biggest challenge.
So what happens if we don't embrace it?
Well, it goes back to what you said. People stay stuck, or they actually, their health in whatever version you want to call that,
mm-hmm.
any of the 10 branches or all of them starts to fade or starts to talk in terms of lightness or darkness with that health, because to me, again, soul health is all about radiance. I think people's lives become darker in one way or another if they don't embrace their evolution.
Mm-hmm. You know, it's interesting, Catherine, because in my own practice, it's kind of evolved over the years where I've seen lots of people who were stuck in illness and, you know, having physical issues. And these days I'm finding more and more people coming in because they really feel like they need to transform their lives to sort of consciously evolve, as you're talking about. So it seems like, at least in my region of the world, there are people seeking that transformation.
Yes. And if you look at the number of books that have been published now versus 10 years ago on, you know, whether it's personal development books or self-help books or transformational books, I mean, we have tons more than we had 10 years ago. So it is, you know, it seems at face value like it's happening slowly, but when you look in 5-10 year increments, you can see some major changes, which, again, makes people more hopeful.
Right, right.
Yeah.
So what happens when people resist their own soul's calling to evolve consciously?
They feel less and less comfortable with life.
Mm-hmm.
You know, there are lots of people right now that are struggling because of the the economic crisis. You know, they've lost jobs. Maybe they're in the same job, but they're not happy or comfortable. And so they're starting to search for what it is that would really make them happy. And I think, again, that was in some ways one of those cosmic kicks in the pants that has forced people to start looking at, okay, why have I not been taking steps to be happier or be leading the life that I really want? Or, you know, what is it that I can do to live my life purpose or, you know, align better? You know, I talk a lot about alignment throughout the book. And, you know, when we don't take the steps for evolution, we don't align. And so we feel less and less happy, content, comfortable, healthy.
Right. So how can a person become more empowered to become more aligned and to step into that soul health?
I think number one is this is going to sound blunt, is to get honest with themselves.
Oh, that's a tough one.
Yeah, because, and to me, that's what soul health is all about. Our souls are trying so hard to get our attention, whether it's through physical illness or emotional discomfort or some sort of interpersonal dynamic or, you know, whatever you want to interpret, you know, our soul is trying to get our attention left and right.
And sometimes it's screaming at us.
It is screaming. And sometimes we still turn to a deaf ear.
Mm-hmm.
So I think number one is just being honest with yourself, because honesty really is how we get to that radiance. We have to own up to our own self. And it does not have to be a violent act toward ourselves. Let's put it that way. It's just a matter of making peace with ourselves and getting ourselves aligned.
Well, you know, I think that people may have a problem with this concept of becoming honest with themselves and not having some sort of self-esteem issue, some sort of self-hatred, because I think, at least in our culture, we've learned to judge certain aspects of human beings.
Right.
And when we find that within ourselves, the shadow side, as some call it, we want to hide or repress or ignore. How does a person face the truth about themselves, their discomfort in their lives, if that's what they're feeling, you know, aspects of themselves that they're not comfortable with, and yet move forward towards that radiance that you're talking about?
You know, and I'm so glad that you asked that question, actually, because if you think about our soul is so unique. Everybody's soul is unique. And that's the problem with us trying to fit into these boxes.
Uh-huh.
And so when I say get honest with ourselves, I really mean just listening to your soul and living that. Because I think what we are supposed to do here, you know, as we're here on this planet, is we really have to, I think our main thing is to learn about ourselves and understand ourselves, mm-hmm. accept ourselves, and then live it. And if everybody did that, there wouldn't be all this judgment. And
right.
So the self-esteem would be different. And, you know, I talk about this in the book, is that I shy away from using the word self-esteem, mm-hmm. because that's looking at life from the outside in. That's comparing yourself to the world.
Right.
And I prefer the word integrity. So I try to encourage people to look at their integrity, which is soul. So looking at life from the inside out, so what fits you, not worrying so much about what People Magazine says or what, you know, the click down the street says. It really is more about listening to you and aligning with yourself, and then there's really not that much of a self-esteem issue.
So how do you have integrity with yourself?
I think it is, again, living from the inside out, living from that point, getting to know yourself within, to me, each one of these branches, and resolving what's not working. Because, again, if someone is looking at, I'll take the financial branch, if someone looks at their success in life as how much money they make, and yet what they really want to do is go, I don't know, be a park ranger. Park rangers don't make a whole lot of money. But if that's what feeds their soul, they have to resolve that within themselves to realize that they've got to live for them, not what the world sees as success.
Right. That makes sense.
And it's a tough one. It is a tough one. But when you start aligning with yourself, and that's what I mean by that alignment for Spirit for Radiant Living, when you align, a lot of that other stuff, those judgments, those self-criticisms, those that inner critique, it kind of fades away because your soul is so happy and so content that that there's no room for the self-esteem stuff.
No
room for that judgment.
I know that for some that would bring up some fear, and you've got some fascinating things to say about fear and anger and irritation, some other things, but I'm going to save that until we come back from break. Before we get a break, can you tell us how people can find their way to you and to your book?
Absolutely. Two different websites that will take you right to the same place. One is thesoulhealthmodel.com to make it easy, and then the other one is the drkatherinetkelly.com website, and that's drkatherinetkelly.com, and they can find information about myself, the book, the model, events that I have going on. I have a monthly newsletter, so really both of those websites will lead you straight to the information.
Okay, terrific. But great. More when we return here in just a moment on the Christine Upchurch Show.
To share with everyone, it's always more fun to share with everyone.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle, or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
On the cutting edge of the new mainstream, Christine Upchurch is passionate about bringing together science, psychology, and spirituality in a way that can be applied to our everyday lives for true transformation. The Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey, engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and Transformation Talk Radio.
Grateful patients have been saying it for 25 years. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. Dr. Thane of Wellness One of Bellevue has been named one of the nation's top chiropractors by the Consumers Research Council of America, and for good reason. He has helped his patients recover their energy and vitality after car accidents, sports injuries, herniated discs, fatigue due to stress, the list goes on. The website is bellevue.wellnessone.net. When in pain, see Dr. Thane. That's bellevue.wellnessone.net.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings, here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
Tune in each Wednesday at noon Pacific, 3 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B., mastering the art of dream building in the real world. This hit show will inspire you to start painting the canvas of your life and bring your unique spirit and your amazingly intelligent mind together to find an incredible, practical, real-world strategy to building a life with epic results. Tune in to Inspired Action Radio with Jennifer B.
It's always more fun to share with everyone. It's always more fun to share with everyone. If you have one, here is something you can learn.
Welcome back to the Christine Upchurch Show here on KKNW, WVLQ, CRN, and Transformation Talk Radio. I'm talking today with the author of Soul Health, Dr. Catherine Kelly. Now, Catherine, before the break, you were talking about how people need to become honest with themselves and have integrity with themselves. And really, it's about honoring the soul, as you were saying before. Yeah. How do we become stewards of our own souls?
You know, and it's all woven into the same concept, because I think, you know, long ago when the word stewardship came around, it was basically someone taking care of something. Mm-hmm. I mean, in essence, that was really the definition. They've applied it to many different things. But what it has not been applied to is the care, basically, that we have to do for that deepest part of us. So being stewards to our soul really means not only getting to know yourself at that deepest level, mm-hmm. and looking at all the aspects of the human condition through those branches, but it also means the honesty. It also means that integrity and really aligning with yourself and realizing that, again, when we align at every given moment, not only do we just feel better and more radiant, but we also do set that track for our continued growth and evolution, which, you know, I tell people, it always feels better to grow than to not grow.
Mm-hmm.
And we just have to remember that. So that stewardship is really sort of taking charge and making that ongoing commitment to ourselves and our soul that it's like we got our back, you know, mm-hmm. like we got the soul behind us, but we've got to be behind the soul as well.
Right. Now, you know, I know that when we are aligning with that soul in whatever branch we're talking about here, it can bring up all sorts of emotions that we think of as negative emotions, but mm-hmm. there's really information in it. And I want to read a quote from your book and then have you comment on it. It's okay. A wonderful quote. I've got it on two pages here. I'm hoping that I can find my way to the other page. Hold on just a second. Let's see. Oh, you know, I wish I'd numbered these pages. Here we go. All right, here we go. Anger, sadness, resentment, frustration, worry, irritation, and so on, are all symptoms of the human condition, yet they are initiated by the soul for the sake of our evolution, for the sake of reestablishing peace in some way. First of all, I think that's really profound. And Catherine, can you share with us what you think the fear-based emotions are telling us?
Well, again, it's sort of those little wake-up calls. You know, and I really do look at any physical or emotional symptom, symptom as really that cue from our soul that something deep down is trying to get our attention.
Uh-huh.
And so anger, fear, all those kinds of things, those fear-based emotions are really trying to alert us that something is not aligned.
Uh-huh.
And to me, it's as simple as that, that any negatively charged emotion is really just trying to get our attention. And the fear part of it is, and I look at it, is that every positively charged emotion is love-based. Every negatively charged emotion is fear-based.
Right.
And so when we look at any fear, and again, when I say fear, I lump the anger or the resentment or the irritation or whatever the negatively charged emotion is
sure.
into that, you know, that fear is really that we're not going to honor our soul in some way, that something's going to be taken away or something's going to be a threat to us.
Right.
And I don't mean just physically. I just mean a threat to that deepest part of who we are. And why wouldn't our soul want to protect us? So it's gonna try to get our attention in any way possible. And since we are emotional beings, what better way than our soul to use that system to get our attention?
So you're saying that it's a part of our GPS system, then?
Absolutely.
Including those so-called negative emotions.
Absolutely. And it's how we interpret the negative emotions that makes all the difference.
Okay, so let's say somebody is feeling resentment about something. How can they take that resentment and sort of, you know, evolve consciously based on that?
Part of it is interpreting what the resentment is about. You know, if it's really a resentment that someone has done something to them, well, then they've got to figure out what they need to do to protect themselves from that again in the future.
Right.
However, if it is, I need to take a quick drink of water, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
See if I can get my voice back here.
Don't you love live radio? Isn't it fun?
Gotta love it.
Yeah.
And my cough drops are in the other room.
Oh, dear.
So if it's a resentment, you also have to look at it, from the standpoint of, are you not doing something to take care of yourself?
Ah. So like, if I'm, like, cooking dinner for the umpteenth time without any help, and I'm irritated
right.
with my kids because they're off playing pool and, you know, hanging out with their friends, then that resentment is giving me some valid information.
Absolutely. Because in some cases, and I would say many cases, that we have set ourselves up. And so that resentment sometimes is, that alert system to help us prevent us from doing that again in the future.
Right, right, yeah. So that's great because it helps us to set boundaries.
Yes.
And you know, from my perspective, you know, people talk about boundaries and they often think of them as boundaries that get screamed or firmly placed, you know, kind of like, don't mess with me. But one of the things I've realized within my own process is that when I'm feeling like really reactive, like really pushing back, creating boundaries, you know, based on resentment or whatever other negative emotion,
right.
Then I'm coming from a place of woundedness, and it's actually, I've invited them in to help make that wound bigger so that
right.
I can have an opportunity to, you know, release it, to heal it, to observe it, to
sure.
to become in integrity with my soul, as you talk about it. But then if somebody is crossing my boundary and it doesn't become resentment, it just becomes about, no, you know, it's like this
yeah.
firm, and there's really not too much about it, too much to it. It's just kind of like, I'm setting this line here, don't cross it. And if they cross it, it's just like I set another boundary.
Right. Right. And I do think that the resentments that we hold, oftentimes we may think, that it's resentment at another person.
Uh-huh.
But oftentimes it's resentment toward ourselves that we have not
yes.
taken care of our soul.
Yes. And that's a hard thing to face, isn't it? Because
what I mean by getting honest with ourselves. We have to look at what we're really angry at, hurt with, resentful of, you know, what are we doing to contribute? Because it always takes two.
Right. And it doesn't mean that we should blame ourselves, you know, for attracting some really bad things into our lives.
No.
But we have it's empowering to us because it helps illuminate and helps us release.
Right. And, you know, again, the Pollyanna part of me looks at those instances as yet another opportunity to outgrow those wounds.
Right.
We just have to take it.
So, Catherine, we're just about at the end of our show. Can you tell us again how our listeners can find you?
Sure, sure. Again, you can go to thesoulhealthmodel.com or drkatherinetkelly.com, which is drkatherinetkelly.com. And the book itself is available. Here we go again. The book itself is available on my website. It's also available with Amazon.com or BarnesandNoble.com.
Yeah, and again, the name of the book is Soul Health, Aligning with Spirit for Radiant Living.
Yes.
Catherine, thanks so much for joining me here today.
Oh, thank you. It's been a pleasure.
So, I thank you, the listener, for joining me here today, and I look forward to having you join me again next week when I talk with the wonderful Don Clark.
You've been listening to the Christine Upchurch Show, stellar conversations to illuminate your journey. Each week, this show engages some of the most outstanding visionaries on the planet in lively dialogue to inspire you to become that bright light you're meant to be. Join Christine every Friday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW, AM 1150, and TransformationTalkRadio.com. For more information about the transformative healing work of Christine, visit www.StellarReflections.com. And for weekly topics, visit www.TransformationTalkRadio.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. That's www.TransformationTalkRadio.com. There is not just one kind of radio show. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. We will be paying forward so many ideas, so many tools, so many gifts to all of you because you have inspired us to be better and better and better each year. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community. Transformation Talk Radio's amazing hosts span from the Pacific to the Atlantic coast. With a world full of loyal fans, what's stopping you from joining our clan? Bring your powerful message to listening ears. We've been helping people do this for many years. Want to make a difference? We can help you out. Just give us at Transformation Talk Radio a shout. It's easy to get started with an email so small to host@TransformationTalkRadio.com, and then we'll give you a call.
There is not just one kind of radio show. Some shows are about health, wellness, food. Others are about helping you on your spiritual journey. Some radio shows are all about busting through and getting unstuck from the crust in your life. But the Dr. Pat Show? Well, she does it all. She's been helping people in all aspects of their life now for 10 years. Her interview style, her unique personality, the amazing guests she has on her show are all factors of what makes an amazing radio show. Please join Dr. Pat in celebrating 10 extraordinary years of talk radio.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat. Thank you for supporting us for the past 10 years. Positive Talk Radio was a vision that we've had, and thanks to all of you, you've helped us make it a reality. We are promising each and every one of you that this coming year, our 10th year anniversary, will be the best yet. For more information, please make sure you stay tuned to TransformationTalkRadio.com or TheDrPatShow.com. And remember, join me. Let's live life full out together.
Transforming the world, one listener at a time. Transformation Talk Radio, that's my line. Nonstop shows, 24 hours, 7 days. Positive Talk Radio is the new craze. Learn to live your life the best you can. All hosts of TTR will lend a hand. Transform, inspire, educate, create. Tune in now. Our shows are actually really great. Tell your friends, your brother, dad, and mom to tune in at TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Hey, Moon, you want to know something groovy?
Yeah, Jess. What's that?
Dr. Pat has been on the radio for 10 years.
10 years? Are you kidding me? That's awesome!
I'll tell you what's awesome. She's bringing back the Pay It Forward campaign and Holistic Makeover to celebrate. If you want to know more or get involved, go to thedrpatshow.com or like us on Facebook at facebook.com/thedrpatshow to get updates about everything we're doing.